I met my husband when I was 18 and we started dating and we started going to games together.
Our love for football and for the Cleveland Browns in general just grew from there. We're both equal Browns fans.
He's just much quieter with it.
It works perfectly. Yeah, she's the mouthpiece of the relationship.
We ran a 5K and it ended on the Browns field.
She's really hard to try to surprise because she's nosy.
You're drifting from me.
So I figured if I had her run 3 miles first, she wouldn't expect it at all.
We got to the field and we were the last ones in our group to get there.
We're both just kind of in awe because the stadium when you're actually on the field is just completely massive. And I kept saying, hey, I gotta talk to you.
It's like, I'm on the Browns field, like, what do you want? And he got on one knee and he proposed.
I started crying instantly.
And I screamed.
Are you serious?
And everyone on the field looked over because they thought something was wrong. And I was crying and my parents got to see it, which meant a lot to me.
Every time I drive by the stadium, you know, I think about the day I proposed to her and getting on the field.
The whole Brown Stadium, it's just been so much in our marriage, and it's where our life started, and it's just the best place in the world to me.
We both wanted a fall wedding, so that was easy. And then the brown and orange colors for fall worked out perfectly.
I said, let's take this to the next level, and he was a little leery.
Every time she wanted to do something, I'd say, you know, it's your wedding, are you sure? And she said, yes.
So it kind of just started evolving, and I started getting all these ideas. We had football, and we wrote our date on it, and we had it in our Save the Dates.
The card box, our actual wedding cake, everything.
So I was like, we have to make this memorable. If we're doing it, we got to do it big. So when we were introduced to the bridal party, everyone came out to Cleveland-themed songs. And then we came out with a t-shirt gun and we shot t-shirts off.
Mr. and Mrs. Ryan Slamy!
We did a couple test runs with it and she did everything perfectly, you know, went off without a hitch. And then when it actually came showtime, I think she kind of buckled under pressure a little bit because she actually shot one of the t-shirts into the ceiling and knocked one of the ceiling tiles loose.
Who's catching t-shirts?
We definitely plan on having children shortly, but under my wife's directions, we have to wait until the home opener is over before we can have children. So she wants one more chance to tailgate.
As much as my mother would like one now, she has to wait till at least next summer. It's true though, that's really true. I am not getting pregnant for one. And it needs to be out before the next one.